Do you have a tricky work problem that you need to solve? I have a great podcast recommendation for you featuring a pair of expert women. Whether you're just starting your career or a seasoned professional, check out Fixable, a podcast from TED. Hosted by Harvard professor Frances Fry and her wife, leadership coach Ann Morris, the brilliant duo provide honest, actionable advice to help you navigate everything from a gaslighting manager to returning to work after parental leave. They'll leave you feeling empowered and ready to act. Listen to Fixable wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 299. I'm your host, Emily Aries, and today I'm talking about how to be more outspoken in the new year. So first of all, a question for you. Have you ever had something important to say, but you stayed quiet instead? Well, researcher Deborah Kihansky conducted a study in which she asked young girls this very question. And she found that this habit, which she's labeled loss of voice, first appears disproportionately among girls in adolescence, and that this can become an easy lifelong habit that's really hard to curb. And honestly, it's no surprise. Our world has long encouraged women to be seen and not heard. Even back in Aristotle's day, you could find his proclamation that, quote, silence is a woman's glory. And still today, staying quiet is reinforced for women and girls throughout our lives, both positively and negatively. Little girls in school are praised for sitting still and remaining quiet and calm. And outspoken women are often chastised as loud, angry, harping, or shrill. These messages, both in media and in our own lived experiences, they add up to a clear, internalized message that as a woman, you're better off saying nothing than speaking up and ruffling a few feathers along the way. I believe it's time to reclaim our voice. If we're going to solve the big problems facing our world today, we need all of our human potential fully unleashed, and that means ensuring that women's voices are heard. Now, there's a lot of work that can be done and must be done to ensure that people are listening to women. We ourselves can start by turning up our own volume. That's why today's podcast, which is the third installment in my Get Your Shit Together series for the new year, I'm sharing three strategies for how to be more outspoken in 2021. First, give yourself permission to speak in first draft. If you're struggling to speak up off the cuff, you might be suffering from a form of perfectionism. Let's say you want to chime in on a work conversation that you overhear, but you're not sure you have all the facts. You want to disagree with a proposal that's floated in a meeting, but you're just not entirely sure of the best way to phrase your dissent. Or you want to say no to the PTA parent who's asking you to volunteer, but you're just not sure what excuse you can use. This is perfectionism that's leaving you tongue-tied. You're not sure how to speak up flawlessly, so you keep your opinion to yourself. One of my recent Speak Up clients had a great tip for how to reframe this fruitless pursuit of the perfect clapback. She said, give yourself permission to speak in first draft. If you're not sure how to articulate yourself flawlessly, go ahead and radically grant yourself permission to proceed imperfectly instead. This doesn't mean you state your opinion as fact, but rather offer up your take as another perspective to be considered. Now, it goes without saying that this is so much easier in an environment where psychological safety is plentiful, where you feel like a minor mistake isn't going to cost you your job. But even in high-stakes, decision-making conversations, speaking up imperfectly far outweighs the consequences of a bad plan being agreed to because no one's pointed out the red flags. Tip number two, get your inner critic an inner coach. I spoke recently with author Melody Wilding on a recent podcast episode all about taming your inner critic, and we both agreed that sometimes we've got to talk back to the inner voice of anxiety in our own minds. If you've got a backseat driver in your brain who's constantly second-guessing your ideas and talking you out of risk-taking, give her an inner coach to talk back. Script some lines for your inner coach that'll help counter your inner critic's go-to phrases. For example, if your inner critic likes to say, "Who do you think you are to speak up? You're the most junior person on staff." You can write a little counterpoint for your inner coach to turn to. You might have her counter with, "I was hired for a reason. I'm being paid for my input. Don't keep your ideas to yourself." Writing your inner critic's arguments down on paper can really help you dismantle them and remind you that there are other opinions to be considered. So make sure that your inner voice of doubt, anxiety, and worry are balanced by another voice, a voice of reason. And finally, tip number three here is to focus on how speaking up serves your audience. The anxiety and stress of feeling like all eyes in the room are on you can make even the most confident speaker squirm. But experienced speakers know this essential truth. It's never actually about you. When you speak up and make your voice heard, you're serving the others in the room. You're sharing something you deem important for your team to consider. No matter how eloquently you add to the conversation, or not eloquently at all, you're adding something in service of others. So don't let this common narcissistic thought process fool you. Making your voice heard isn't just about hearing your own voice, or at least it shouldn't be. So focus on your message and on the audience it's going to impact. You are simply the medium through which that message will come to life. Owning your voice and unlearning self-silencing can take time. So have patience as you push yourself to your growth edge in becoming more outspoken in the year ahead. Don't expect perfection, but don't let that deter you. And if you're looking for more strategic guidance, tools, and training to own your voice like a boss, enrollment is officially now open for Speak Up, my 8-week public speaking accelerator. It's an interactive, dynamic program complete with weekly live practice sessions that's designed for the working professional who wants to become a more cogent, concise, and compelling communicator. And if you want to talk through your options, you can always schedule a free consultation with a member of our team. Check out all the links in today's show notes for more details. Now, next Thursday, I will wrap up our 2021 Get Your Shit Together series with a post all about how to say no, how to really commit to your goals and stay focused on them by saying no to everything else. I hope you're enjoying it. Thanks for listening, as always, and for sharing and for rating and reviewing. Here's to a better year together. Let's get after it. Let's face it, speaking up at work can be really hard to do, especially for women and women of color. When the stakes are high and you've already worked so hard to just be the only woman in the room, and you want to get everything right, you want to have all your facts and figures accurate before making your voice heard, it's just so much easier to stay silent instead. Researcher Deb Chahansky calls this loss of voice phenomenon, and it actually emerges in adolescent women at greater rates than men, and it sticks with us for the rest of our lives. Self-silencing behavior can actually become an unconscious habit unless we consciously engage in practicing our assertive communication skills. And we here at Bossed Up have set out to help women like you do just that. Speak Up, my live assertive communication course, is back open for enrollment, and we're kicking off a new cohort launching this June. Over the course of 8 life-changing weeks, you'll have access to interactive online curriculum and live weekly practice sessions where you, Irene, and I, and a cohort of fellow Speak Up bosses who are owning their voice, overcoming the social messages that have taught us to keep silent, and really learning to strategically and assertively communicate when it matters most, will actually have the practice time to rewire our brains, create new neural pathways, and build better habits when it comes to speaking up with confidence and precision and assertively communicating in the workplace. Learn more and enroll today to secure your spot at bossedup.org/speakup. That's bossedup.org/speakup.